Live music, food, crafts, activities for the whole family. And for more information, that can be found at the latinofestival.com. Well, I want to thank our roundtable team for another great evening of news and information. And again, call in at 303-449-4885. We're in the middle of our summer mini pledge drive. And show your support for Hemispheres. It is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. It's now time for the Cabaret program. Take it away, Cabaret.
All right. Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Cabaret, the show where we feature our best musical talent along the front range. Tonight's special guest, and you're going to love him, is Ricky Dean's Rocket Review. So sit back, get ready, take cover, because you're going to hear a lot of hunkabilly music.
When I'm done going east, I've been to Davenport, I've been to Omaha, I've been to Kansas City on the way to Arkansas. I go to town, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll never be a square as long as I'm around. I go to town. I lived on Tulsa time, I seen some Pittsburgh steel. I ride Milwaukee iron when I only got two wheels. I like a Flagstaff, I like a Santa Fe. I like Amarillo, but not enough to stay. I go to town, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll never be a square as long as I'm around. I go to town. St. Cloud and St. Louis and St. Augustine. There ain't too many saints that I have never seen. Been to Tupelo, honey, up to Washington State. By the time I get to Phoenix, I hope it's not too late. I go to town, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll never be a square as long as I'm around. I go to town. Jersey, Philly, Cincinnati, Hollywood. I tried to stop in Memphis any chance I could. North and South Dakota, the Carolinas too. Someday I'll get to Bangor and maybe so will you. Hey! Georgia on my mind, and you know I'm in Juneau when Oahu's hard to find. Sweet home Chicago, been a Nashville cat, and Indiana wants me, don't you tell I'm where I'm at. I go to town, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll never be a square as long as I'm around. I go to town. And when I've been everywhere, is what I'm gonna do then. I'll climb behind the wheel, I'm gonna do it all again.
I go to town. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll never be a square as long as I'm around. I go to town. I'll never be a square as long as I'm around. I go to town. Well, if ever I am lost, that's where I'll be found. I go to town. Nice, or pay the price, 'cause I'll be gone, baby, what's the cost, if I get lost, you don't really care, if I'm here, or anywhere. Well, that's all right, Mama, that's all right. If our love gets tossed and I get lost, when I get lost, I think you'll find you'll lose what's left of your mind. You can check your once I get lost, there ain't gonna be no fun.
I believe I'm gonna leave you at the first truck stop I see. 'Cause wherever you are, I don't want to be. You mouthing off all in my house past. It weren't the first time, but it's the last. Well, now you've been a-making noise for 162 miles. I'd like to switch you off, but I can't find the dials. Yeah, you must have set some kind of record for talking without a breath. It's a miracle that I can drive after I've been bored to death. Now you just keep on a-saying
I might be better off alone. Be careful what you're asking for, so far away from home. 'Cause when you walk out of the can and look around and start wondering where the hell do I get off, but I ain't gonna be there. And I'm gonna leave you at the first truck stop I see. 'Cause wherever you are, I don't want to be. Now you check me off, holding my house back. It weren't the first time, but it's the last. A ride with a trucker who's been 6 days on the road. See if he's got extra room for the baggage you'll unload. And I'll enjoy my peace and quiet till I find someone new. We all know how this thing ends. She'll sound just like you. And then I'm gonna leave her at the first truck stop I see. I'm beginning to see a problem, and maybe it's me.
All right, folks, I warned you. You are listening to Ricky Dean's Rocket Review. And, boy, I think we had some rockets going off there, especially with that last song. Oh, I love that. Did you ever record that, Ricky Dean?
Yeah, that's recorded with the Redline Rockets. The Rocket Review is kind of an incarnation of the former band, the Redline Rockets.
Oh, okay.
So it's on an album, I think the second album we recorded.
All right, yeah, I would love to. We have a show here that we do country music deal, and Neil knows a lot about it because he's a sort of an annual guest in that show. And boy, I'd love to be itching to play that one on Honky Tonk Heroes. That is awesome. So tell us what inspired that song and maybe the names of these songs that you sang for us tonight.
Well, the one we just finished, the first truck stop, that one.
The first truck stop? Okay.
First truck stop. That one was... I have to be careful how I phrase this, because the first time my wife heard this song, she walked out of the bar because she thought it was written about her, which is not true. It's just about relationships in general and how sometimes they're not as perfect as we would like.
You can say that.
And that's all I have to say about that. But it's just about, you know, people riding in cars and getting on each other's nerves.
I saw some of that last week.
Somebody said suggested, well, it should be leave her at a rest stop instead. And I said, no, that's much creepier, you know. So that's where that came from. The first one, "Go to Town," is just based on, you know, I've always loved those songs that give a shout out. They're like traveling songs, or they have sort of try to touch on a whole bunch of different cities. And that's really the only motivation I had, was to write a song that I can include as many cities and states that will give us gigs later. So,
good play.
And I think I got just about almost every state in the union in there, one place or another, or pretty close.
That's awesome.
So it's a little more involved than by the time I get to Phoenix. The song "Get Lost" is just a kind of a rockabilly. You know, something that I would hope to go and record at Sun Records in Memphis.
So, right on.
Yeah.
So you write all the material for the band, true?
All the original material, yes.
Oh, okay. So that would mean that during a live show, you do some covers?
Yes, we do.
Okay, great. So are you? Do you consider yourself to be a prolific songwriter?
Well, it depends on what you call prolific. I have a lot of material, and I don't get to spend as much time on it as I would like, but I think it's I have a knack for it, maybe, so let's put it that way.
And, yeah.
I have a lot of stuff that I haven't recorded yet, and not all of it is worthy of it either, so.
Yeah, that's what I hear about from songwriters. Some stuff was good, and sometimes it's just a throwaway. Sometimes you can use the throwaway stuff and do change one little thing and make something new out of it.
I think one of the things that you will find with songwriters and is that some of the best stuff, I've heard people talk about how they don't feel like it was their idea. It was given to them somehow. So if the channels are open and the muse is speaking to you, sometimes the best stuff comes. I've written songs in 10 minutes that were finished. Well, that feels like that was a gift somehow, and I was just the stenographer in a way. So, you know, if the pump is primed and you're in and the muse is there, then they can come pretty quickly, and sometimes those are the best ones.
Awesome. So let's talk about the genesis of the band. It looks like this band was spawned out of the Rocket Review,
the Red Line Rockets. Rocket Review is the new one. The Red Line Rockets was, and that's actually still an entity. My original bass player, who was the other founding member of the Red Line Rockets, Mike Baird, he just decided to take a break from playing clubs and so forth. And so, because it was kind of our specific project, and some of, you know, Neil and Rob have both played in the Red Line Rockets as well. And, but when Mike sort of took a sabbatical, let's say, then we brought on Dave Taylor and as an electric bassist, and Mike played a stand-up bass. And so it's very similar in terms of the material we do. Again, I'm writing all the original songs anyway, so a lot of that stuff has been with the one version of the Rockets or another all along.
Great. So and then from what I've heard, it sounds like a lot of this stuff is rooted in the late 50s.
I would say that it's roots music, and I like to think of it as rockabilly is kind of the genesis of it, and I guess that's kind of the big bang, as I put it, of rock and roll. And so, but a lot goes into that. Really, if you want to boil it down into simple phrase, it was really country guys trying to play rhythm and blues, didn't have the DNA for it, and they kind of invented something else. So there's a lot of blues influence in it, and it really bleeds. A lot of country guys came out of rockabilly or went from rockabilly into country, so there's a lot of country influence in it. And so it's just kind of a spiritual genesis of rock and roll, and there's a lot. Surf can go into it, and ballads and everything else. And it's just all roots music, and it's all related.
Yeah,
some people are a little narrower in their scope.
What is it about that crossroads that appeals to you?
Well, I don't know if it's something that's conscious. It's just the stuff that's always moved me. These cats in here in the room with me, our generation, you know, we got, I think, very lucky in terms of the musical history we came through, the 50s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it goes back into really the big band era even, and New Orleans jazz and things like that. So it's a, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of that early boogie-woogie that really was kind of the spark that kind of led into some of this stuff. And so we came through an era of blues and classic country, and then the Beatles and the Beach Boys and the British Invasion and all those things. And so it really is just a music that we enjoy playing, and that moves us, and hopefully that we translate that joy to an audience.
And if you don't mind me saying this, I really think that your voice is suited for the songs you sing. I mean, it definitely feels like a voice that I can't put my finger on it, but I know I've heard it before, maybe a little bit, if you can catch what I'm saying. But it seems like your voice is tailor-made for the material you're singing.
Yeah, we do some Hank Williams and stuff like that. People have told me I have. And it's really, I don't know, I suppose it's a little bit of a nasal twang that can come in handy in some of that hillbilly kind of sound. I'm not, you know, I just, you know, do what I can, and I have heard that before. So I, you know, it's, I'm glad that it suits some of the material.
Great. Before we go on, would you like to introduce the rest of the band?
I wouldn't, because I don't really like these guys, but I will, just to be polite.
Well, I'm just doing it because I think I've learned from previous experience.
Yes, and the other plan I have with the idea of a review is that I can interchange players. Now, these are pretty regular players. Once they know the material, and then, you know, we also have John Friedman, who plays with us occasionally. He's not here tonight. He's at his bar mitzvah lesson or something. But to my left, a well-known guitarist, as you said, Neil Haverstick, the Stick Man from St. Louis, and has been here a number of years. He's a well-known blues player. And also plays with the symphony, and pretty much anything with strings on it, he's after it.
Have you heard him play Zydeco? That's the big question.
I have heard him play that. I've heard him play the oud. I've seen his weasels chew into guitar cases. He's multi-talented, and I think a song named the Weasel Chew will be coming along shortly for oud and microtonal guitar and Zydeco, yes.
Right on. So, okay.
So that's Neil, and we're very lucky to have him. We're also very lucky to have Mr. David Taylor from Beaumont, Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dave has played with ZZ Top and Percy Sledge and some other people, and also plays a little guitar, but is a very, very fine bass player. On the drums, we have Mr. Rob Fiorino, sometimes known as Robert the Marmot King Fiorino, and he is a veteran of a lot of local bands. He in fact, stays quite busy playing with other bands as well. And he's very versatile as a drummer, can play a lot of different styles, which really comes in handy when you're going from country to more bluesy things. And not everyone can do that.
Great, Rob. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Ricky Dean's Rocket Review. And where are we shooting off to next?
We are going to rest. Oh well, no. Let's do one of our cover songs as we planned. Why not?
I like this. You planned.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's a concept.
Yeah, we have to do a little bit. So.
My baby said you're traveling on a one after 909. I said, now move over, honey, I'm traveling on that line. Now move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, be cold as ice. I said, you're traveling on a one after 909. I begged her not to go, I'm a beggar on a bended knee. I said, you're only fooling round, only fooling round with me. Now move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. I said, you're traveling on a one after 909. Pack the bag, headed for the station. The railman said, you're at the wrong location. Picked up that bag
I run right home. So then I find I got the number wrong. Well, packed a bag, headed for the station. The real man said, you at the wrong location. Picked up that bag, I run right home. Then I find I got the number wrong. Well, said you're traveling on a one after 909. I said, now move over, honey, traveling on that line. Well, now move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. I said, you're traveling on the one after 909. Oh, yeah! Bag, headed for the station. The real man said, you at the wrong location, son. Pick up that bag, I run right home. Then I find I got the number wrong. Well, I said you're traveling on the one after 909. I said, now move over, honey, traveling on that line. Well, I move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said you're traveling on a one after 909. I said you're traveling on a one after 909. I said you're traveling on a one after 909.
The rest that man, also known as me. The rest that man, also known as me. Lock me up, no way to keep. I'm a danger myself, so throw me in the pokey. Don't turn me loose. Don't let me out on bail. It's a crime to love a bad woman, so I belong in jail. There ought to be a law against you and me. If I fell for you, it was a felony. I plead temporary in the sanity. So throw me in the pokey. Don't turn me loose. Don't let me out on bail. Well, it's a crime to love a bad woman, so I belong in jail.
why she didn't. 40 lashings for this crime of passion and 30 days in the hole. My heart remains in a ball and chain. I'm doing love without parole. Now don't allow me no phone call, although it's my right. I don't want to know who she's with tonight. You keep me in a solitary, that's where I'm meant to be. Come on and throw me in the pokey, don't turn me loose, don't let me out on bail. Well, it's a crime to love a bad woman, so I belong in jail. Ah, yes, I do. Getting 40 lashings for this crime of passion and 30 days in the hole. My heart remains in a ball and chain, doing love without parole. Don't allow me no whole phone call, although it's my right. I don't want to know who she's with tonight. You keep me in a solitary, that's where I'm meant to be. I'm gonna throw me in the pokey, don't turn me loose, don't let me out on bail. Well, it's a crime to love a bad woman, so I belong in jail. Yeah, it's a crime to love a bad woman, so I belong in jail. Well, it's a kind of love, a bad woman, so I belong in
flower pot. I'm on a show you my stinger if you give me all the honey you got. Now that girl walked by, pretty as a flower, went a little bit crazy in just a half an hour. My legs is a-shaking and my aches is a-baking. I just can't wait to cross-pollinate. I got the tulip blue. 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 All right.
All right, this is Cabaret, and my name is Dano, and you are listening to Ricky Dean's Rocket Review. And boy, I do think a lot of these songs are pretty clever, and I really see the humor in them. To me, I mean, I don't know if the humor is intentional, or, but they're great, really.
A complete coincidence.
Well, I just like songs that can make me laugh, and there's a lot of stuff that is too serious, and so I appreciate the levity once in a while.
Thank you. Well, it's a hallmark of early rockabilly and blues and country. You know, the censors, they had to be clever because they were talking about stuff that was a little racy, and they had to find clever ways to say it. And isn't that really more enjoyable than just overt?
Yeah.
You know,
it takes some brains to say it that way versus just saying it straight up, you know. So very cool.
Exactly.
Let's talk about your gigs coming up. It looks like they start happening in late July.
So. That's correct. The next three gigs are the Rockin' R Bar down at 2035 South Sheridan in Southwest Denver.
That would be July 22nd on a Friday.
That's a Friday night. That's a 6 to 10 gig. They have good food there and a stage and some dancing area. It's an up and coming place. And then the 29th of July is a Friday night as well. That will be at the Berkeley Inn. A very authentic honky-tonk joint there at 3834 Tennyson, a great neighborhood and holding on to some authenticity in a world of hipsterism. But the hipsters come down there, I'll tell you what, they come into that place because when they're done with the sushi and they want some reality, they come down to the Berkeley Inn, and that's where they find it. So.
And they hear it the way it is.
Exactly. A lot of great bands play there. The owner, Lisa Sanchez, is very, very good about getting quality live bands. She vets all the bands herself, and so on any given night there, you'll find quality entertainment and a great atmosphere.
Awesome. And then July 30th, you are at the Sit and Bull in Indian Hills.
That's right, the famous Sit and Bull. And it's a favorite place, a very small place there in Indian Hills, there off of Parmalee Gulch, and it's kind of on the hillside there. That's a 3 to 7 afternoon gig, and it's on the patio. And they do have food, but people get out of there on the patio and have drinks, and they're really good music fans at that venue, and a very eclectic mix of fans at that place, too.
Yes, sir. And tell us about that guitar that you're playing. It's really unusual looking.
This is called a Yamaha Silent Guitar. It's not remotely regarded as a classic rockabilly style guitar, but it's lightweight. I got it so I could take it on planes. You can take it apart, put it in a small bag, and you can take it on a plane. And and so that's why I got it. But it turns out it sounds pretty good, and sounds good amplified, and it's lightweight, and it doesn't feed back. Because it's essentially doesn't have a body.
Oh, it doesn't have a body yet. Yeah. So if I can describe for the folks at home or wherever they are, it sort of has a frame of a guitar around it, and it has a neck with the strings going up to the headstock, et cetera.
That's right.
But in between, there's nothing there. It's this. Yeah, I mean, I can see your shirt through your guitar.
Yes, that's intentional. well, but the
maybe it should be.
It's a it's a shell of a guitar, as you know, as you know, certain times I'm a shell of whatever, but no, it's it really is just kind of practical, and people it wasn't intended to get attention, but it gets a lot of it because people, you know, are staring at it like, what is that thing? And it's just, it's basically a travel guitar that feels like a real guitar and is convenient and works well on stage.
Now that you said that, it's for traveling. We had Katie Glassman, and she brought two guys from Texas up a few weeks ago, and he took apart, the bass guy, he took apart his acoustic doghouse bass.
Really?
So he could, yeah, he took the neck off, he took the strings off. And
was he just having a breakdown, or is that what it was?
Well, I guess he just wanted to put it back in his little rent-a-car or something.
Oh, so. Dave, did you want to take your bass apart for the fans?
Give me an hour.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
All right. So you're listening to Ricky Dean's Rocket Review, and where are we going to shoot to next?
Well, we're going to take you on a ride back to Memphis in the mid-50s.
All aboard! Now boarding in Boulder, Colorado for Omaha, St. Louis, Memphis, Tennessee, Tupelo, Mississippi, Faraday, Louisiana,
Faraday,
Beaumont, Texas, and Cucamonga. Get moving and ride the rail. It's more fun than going to jail. Head to the station before you get old. Destination of rock and roll. Let's take a ride on that red line rocket. You never tried it, well, you do not knock it. You don't stop until you go insane. Well, you cannot blow the whistle if you're not on the train. Conductor says, get out of that seat. Locomotive to that crazy beat. Punch your ticket and shake your pants. All aboard, it's a time to dance. Let's take a ride on that red line rocket. You never tried it, well, you do not knock it. You don't stop until you go insane. Well, you cannot blow the whistle if you're not on the train. Now Ricky Dean, he is ready to sing, and he'll have a stick, he's swinging that thing. Mike is on the skins and Dave is on the bass. If you're ready to rock, you are in the right place. Let's take a ride on that red line rocket. You never tried it, well, you do not knock it. You don't stop until you go insane. Well, you cannot blow the whistle if you're not on the train. Rock, rockin' with that red line rocket. Rockin', rockin' with that red line rocket. Rockin', rockin' with that red line rocket. Rockin', rockin' with that red line rocket. You rockin', rocket with that red line rocket. Everybody riding on that red line rocket. Thank you.
plan to motor west. Take my way, take the highway, that's the best. But there's no more kicks on Route 66. It used to wind from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles along the way. But there's no more kicks on Route 66. Well, it doesn't go through St. Louis or Joplin, Missouri. Oklahoma City ain't all that pretty. You won't see Amarillo or Albuquerque, New Mexico. Oh, no, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Well, won't you take this timely tip when you take that California trip? But there's no more kicks on Route 66. Well, it doesn't go through St. Louis or Joplin, Missouri. Oklahoma City ain't all that pretty. You won't see Amarillo or Gallup, New Mexico. Oh, no, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingman, Bosco, San Bernardino. Well, won't you take this timely tip when you take that California trip? But there's no more kicks on Route 66. Yeah, there's no more kicks on Route 66. There's no more kicks on Route 66.
If you don't mind, I want to jump in here. What inspired that great song you just sang?
Well, everybody does a version of that, and it's always happy-go-lucky and so forth. And a lot of us took road trips on two-lane highways. In fact, Robert and I were talking about it on the way up, and cars with no air conditioning, station wagons, you know, you're pasted to the vinyl seats. No, you know, there's no 7-Eleven for, you know, or nothing for 100 miles. And we got to ride on Route 66, and now it's, for all of, you know, intent and purposes, it's gone. And the interstate system has a lot of advantages, but that form of road trip that's, you know, character building and challenging and wonderful in so many ways is kind of gone. And so to me, it's more like a lament. And so we gave it kind of a lament, basically. It's kind of a lost way of life, and and I think that was one way to take that song.
Yeah, it's a little darker, and I do miss not seeing as much, going through the towns and maybe seeing some of the people and seeing. But that's also been a day and age where, like, all the downtowns were thriving, and we didn't have the Walmarts putting everybody out of business, so things were different back then.
There goes one sponsor.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, so, you know, it's, you know, there's some things that are, that were challenging, that were, that are missed. And that's, so that's the genesis behind that arrangement.
All right. It's my duty to remind you folks that you are listening to Ricky Dean's Rocket Review. So of these songs that you're doing tonight, how many have you recorded, and how many do you plan to record?
Well, eventually I'd like to record all of them, and it just comes down to time and money and all those regular problems that, that a lot of musicians have, more so than ever now.
The
record industry has effectively been dismantled by the internet and the greed of big corporations who really didn't prepare for the new world order. And so everybody wants everything for free, and so it's tricky. You kind of have to, there's a lot of opportunity that replaces that, but but it's very difficult, especially for struggling musicians, to make a living at it. So, you know, eventually I'd like to record all of them. A lot of these have been recorded, not all, but eventually I'd like to get to all of them.
Great. All right. Ricky Dean's Rocket Review.
I'm gonna love her, I'm gonna leave her for that white line fever. Set out on the road, forget my heavy load. My back is aching, my heart is breaking on that easy payment plan. Every single chance that I can, wanna be a hard driving man. Headlights and mile markers got me hypnotized. Too many drive-through windows got me supersized. My back is aching, my heart is breaking on that easy payment plan. Every single chance that I can, gotta be a hard driving man. Driving men and women across this land. You know what I'm talking about? That white line fever. The wheels are hot, my eyes are burning. It's 900 miles per day. And when I get to when I went, you know it's gonna be time to get bent. And then I'm bound to turn around and go back the other way. And that's a price you gotta pay to be a hard driving man today. My back is aching, my heart is breaking on that easy payment plan. Rolling all across this land, that's the price of a hard driving man. I said every winter that I can, I gotta be a hard driving man.
Great stuff with Ricky Dean's and Rocket Review. Before we go on, I'd just like to thank George and Jake and CJ for doing the sound setup tonight. It sounds wonderful in here, and they do this every week, and nobody ever comes away disappointed with the sound. So, also, I got a quick question for Dave before we go on. I hope
yes.
That's okay with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you just talk about your experience with playing with Percy Sledge and what that was like?
It was great. Percy toured a lot without musicians. He'd just pick up musicians in each of the stops that he made. And this was over in southwest Louisiana. It was a big club, and I was in a house band there, and we knew a lot of the songs already. So when he would come in and do the shows, he'd just use us as the band, and we'd rehearse a little bit to get ready to play for him. And those shows were awesome. So they were some great shows. I think we did three or four different ones. And at the end of the last show, we were back in the back of the dressing area with the manager and with Percy. And the manager asked us, he said, you know, Percy's getting ready to take a tour overseas, and he'd like to take you guys. He likes working with you that much. He'd like to take you on the tour. We were all working or married or college or whatever, depending on, you know, who was in the band. And unfortunately, we couldn't make that trip, but He was a great guy to work with, and those shows were just awesome.
You said southwest Louisiana?
Yes, so in Vinton, actually. This club was really? In Vinton, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just west of Lake Charles.
The home of Lutter and Darbone of the Hackberry Ramblers.
Very good.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Just wanted to get that in there about that Percy Sledge experience, because, I mean, he was great. So it must have been an awesome experience.
It was. It was a lot of fun.
We just lost Percy this year, I think, didn't we, as a matter of fact?
I think it was last year.
Last year, maybe?
Last year,
yeah, we lost a lot of Giants lately.
Yeah, he lived in Baton Rouge, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, time for one or two more. What do you think?
Let's take it away. Okay. Blast off.
zoo by the monkey cage in a tight little skirt that was all the rage. And she walked by all the chimpanzees. The apes went crazy just like me. Monkey see, monkey do. I'm all an ape over you. You got me howling, baby, ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, what was I supposed to do? All them gorillas and orangutans, they're going crazy when you shake that thing. I'm all an ape over you. Monkey see, monkey do. Rock it! You make me jump up and down, I pull on my hair, I run all around with my hands in the air, pound on my chest for all the world to see, and I'll give you my banana if you climb up my tree. Monkey see, monkey do, I'm all an ape over you. I'm on a bed, right a boo, boo. Woo! Well, what was I supposed to do? All them gorillas and orangutans, they're going crazy when you shake that thing. I'm all an ape over you. Monkey see, monkey do. Rock it! Well now, me, Tarzan, and you, Jane, we're walking hand in hand down the jungle lane. We'll dress up cheetah, we'll take him to town. We'll make a monkey business when the sun goes down. Monkey see, monkey do. I'm all an ape over you. You got me howling, baby, ooh, ooh, woo. Well, what was I supposed to do? All them gorillas and orangutans, they're going wilder when you shake that thing. I'm all an ape over you. Monkey see, monkey do. I'm all an ape over you. Monkey see, monkey do. I'm all an ape over you. Monkey see, monkey do, do.
That's awesome. That, now that's rockabilly singing.
Mama, 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 baby, 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 mama, 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 baby, 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 baby. Mama, 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 baby, 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 mama, 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 baby, mama, baby, woman, child, mama, baby, mama, baby, you're gonna drive me wild. She don't look like she's in her teens. She done shook them red blue jeans. She can't cook my franks and beans. Oh, mama, baby, a woman child. Hey! Mama, 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 mama. Mama, 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 baby, 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 baby. Mama, 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 baby, mama, baby. Girls heaven sent. Mama, baby, come on and raise my rent. She's a traffic jam in a party dress, making innocent man confess. She's the reason I'm under arrest. Oh, mama, baby, a woman child. Oh, mama, baby, mama, baby. I'm a child. Mama, baby, mama, baby. Oh, you're a woman child.
Thank you, Ricky Dean's Rock and Review. That was a wonderful hour of music. Totally enjoyed it.
Room for political statements in music, obviously.
We need them, too. More than ever. You are listening to your community radio station, KGNU, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and around the world and pole to pole at kgnu.org. And this is our summer mini pledge drive. And this is one of the great things that I think we do here at KGNU is to have groups like Ricky Dean's Rocket Review here and lots of, and Neil's been here many times, lots of groups like this, and we showcase our area musicians. And thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in. And this concludes our broadcast. Up next is Corriente.
You are now tuned into KGNU Boulder 88.5 FM, KGNU Denver 1390 AM 88.5 FM in Nederland, or 1390 AM 88.5 FM in Boulder, 93.7 FM in Nederland, online at kgnu.org. This is KGNU's Corriente.
Me vas a respetar. Ahora yo soy tu perro. Ahora tú eres mi perra. Y yo me pongo atrás. Ahora me pongo atrás. Me vas a respetar. Ahora yo soy tu perro. Y yo me pongo atrás. Tra, 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 tra. Y yo me pongo atrás.
Listener members, and by the Colorado Latino Festival, happening Sunday, June 26th from noon to 7 p.m. on Main Street in Longmont. The Colorado Latino Festival is the first festival in Colorado to celebrate all of Latin American and Caribbean cultures. The event will feature live music, food, crafts, and activities for the whole family. More information can be found at thelatinofestival.com.